Letterkenny's been hitting the road with a stand-up comedy show. Now we're here talking jokes and obsessions with Coach, with D-Gens lucky enough to go.
That fresh produce stand there, that's a beauty.
What do yous listen to?
My favorite murder podcast.
Taggart and Torrance podcast.
The produce stand.
Fucking sexy.
It's Thirsty Thursday, and that means we are once again hanging out at the produce stand, a podcast paying tribute to everything in the universe. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are many other Letterkenny podcasts out there, but this one is about to put a bow on Letterkenny Presents. I'm Al, your host, and joining me in the room, as always, is lovely Tanya. And online, we have Squirrely Matt and back from vacation, Victor. And joining us this week, there are listeners, and they all have one thing in common. They've all attended at least one Letterkenny Presents comedy show. Some have attended more than one, Cassie. please join me in making some noise for the D-Gens.
Wondrous!
Oh, my God.
I regret nothing.
Welcome, guys, to the produce stand. I hear that my mic might be a little hot, so I'm just turning myself
Victor,
down a bit.
Trying to run away from his screen. I think so. Right. Or flying. He might be like astronauting himself, like into outer space.
Well, he's just not used to being on. It's been months since we've seen Victor. Anyway, we're going to get started with tonight's lineup, and we're going to start with Victor since he's probably going to have the most to say. Tonight's lineup is Victor, Al, Matt, Tanya, and the D-Gens. Victor.
This is like that 80s commercial where the guy that sits in the chair and then the music starts and he gets blown back in his chair. That's exactly what happened right now.
You feel like the Maxell guy?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. And you're the source. So you got to figure it out. Uh-huh. Anyway, while you're figuring it out, it's been a while.
Welcome back. Where have you been?
Thank you. Well, I've been to London and I've been to
France, and you've seen somebody's underpants. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Well, Charlie's underpants to be exact. So that was really cool. He actually came down. It's not like he's 10 minutes away. He's like, you know, lives in a different city basically. And, but we were able to hook up again and that was really nice. Anyway, that was cool. I didn't think I'd be back in London so soon. But such is life. But on a more fun note, I went to Punta Cana. I guess came back a week ago, but we were there for a good week and it was incredible. We stayed at a fantastic resort. I got somebody canceled on day one. So I'm a victim of circumstance. And that's all there is to it. I filled out a survey and I think I said a one instead of a five by accident. Mm-hmm. And then the guy says, he was my butler, and he says, why'd you do that? They canceled me. And I said,
call him your butler?
Yeah. and I said, but I didn't. Let me go speak to the front desk. And they said, well, actually, it had nothing to do with your review. There was other things at play. And I said, but you told him about the review because he knew about the review. So, you know, why didn't you just tell him the truth and not use the review as an excuse? Anyway. So he got canceled is what the word they use instead of fired. I guess they want to reclaim canceled.
Wow.
And then the rest of the vacation was fantastic.
Did you live in
we got it? We got a new butler and he was extra careful. Everything was great.
He saw what happened to the last butler then.
Okay, hold on. You keep saying butler. Like, was he in the room living with you guys and taking care of you?
Or was his name Jeeves or Alfred?
One of the staff members on the resort.
That's right. He was actually living inside the dumb waiter. He's a butler. So basically you set up like a WhatsApp group with him and anytime you need anything, he's at your service. If anything is low in your room, he books your restaurants. He makes sure that you have good spots by the pool, just all that kind of stuff, right?
He's
just
there. Fancy place, eh?
He's there at your service. And anyway, it was an adults only, which is fantastic. There was a infinity pool. But Lynn and I were the only ones in it. Why? Because the bar was part of the other pool. Mm-hmm. And all the degens are hanging out by the bar. We were in the infinity pool. And then we went down to the beach and the ocean. And guess what? We're the only ones in the beach and the ocean. Why? Because there's no bar at the beach and the ocean. They're all at the bar pool or the people, whatever they call it. Anyway, it was fantastic. We had to swim up to our room. So it's kind of different and special.
So your room was flooded.
Yeah. So you open up, you know, your little door there, and then you've got a wonderful hammock, and then you step over, and then you have a pool that you can just jump into and swim away. It's fantastic. It was paradise. I'd recommend it in a second to anybody. And unfortunately we're back.
So in those pools, can anyone like swim in your backyard sort of thing? Like in your,
well, I think pasture? It's one of those things where, you know, you kind of keep going until you get to your room.
Yeah.
If you kind of stop and linger beside a room that's not yours, that might be frowned upon. People, I don't think generally were doing that. I guess, you know, some people are a little more exhibitionist than others, and, you know, they want to get frisky. That's fine. But no, for the most part, there wasn't anything untoward about it.
Very
for the cool. most part.
What's that, Greg?
Yeah, I heard that
said too, for the Gordon. Most part.
There were exceptions. You know what?
Yeah. And there was, you know, wonderful.
We skimmed right over that, Gord.
Wonderful birds on the resort, which we got, had lots of pictures on. And then on the last day, one of the birds kind of flew in and stayed with us during breakfast. And we gave it some croissants and whatnot. So,
you didn't eat the bird, though.
Yeah. We named the bird Cuddles, because anyway, there's we were at another resort called Coconut Beach where we made friends with a cat and he was cuddling with us. So we kind of thought that maybe he's living on through this bird now. Anyway, fantastic. Loved it. Recommend it. What are we all doing here? We should be.
Well, we're getting there in a second, but I just want to, because right. It's been a while since you've been on. I'm like looking back at the episodes, and the last time you were on were you at our Ag Hall back in March?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think I was.
Yeah, because after that, there was Ladies' Night. There was a takeover at Potpourri, which you weren't on. Yeah. The Villains. Yeah. And now, the Kick Out the Jams last.
But I was listening to the episode. Okay, so that was really fun.
Do you have any comments about any of those episodes? Like,
Well, first I wanted to thank you because I thought for sure that one of you DJs would have definitely nominated me as one of the villains. So I really appreciate that that didn't happen.
I feel like that's an opportunity missed. Yeah.
Well, damn.
I was just waiting for it, and then it didn't happen. So I said, well, maybe they're not so bad after all. And then as far as the jams, I was waiting with anticipation for an extreme song. It never came up. But at least I know that I've done my job. I influenced your kid. You have tickets. We're all going. It's very exciting.
Yes.
And you know, the 27th can't come soon enough.
All right. What Victor's alluding to is that Extremes just put out a new block of dates on their tour. And finally, they're coming to Ontario. Not Toronto, though, but they're coming to Casinorama up in Orillia. And as soon as we saw that, we got, you know, Victor got excited and I got excited and my son got excited and I bought tickets immediately. And so, yes, we're all going to see Extreme September 27th up at Casinorama. Looking forward to it. It should be a fun show. I can't believe, like, if you were to tell, Al in late 80s, early 90s that I would one day go watch Extreme live, I would have said, yeah, I don't think so. But
paid money for it.
Yeah, and paid money for it. But here I am going to go to an Extreme show. So anyway.
And with the bonus of being able to go to Arby's that night.
Well, that's Tanya. Yeah, Tanya's excited about Arby's. She doesn't care about Extreme.
Yeah, that's how.
She cares that Arby's is like a block away from it. Uh-huh.
Like 5 minutes. Oh, totally.
An Extreme really is playing a beautiful, at a casino. Like, that's, right?
Yeah, it's like, so weird. I mean.
I know, but it's a beautiful city. Like, it's a beautiful, like, charming little city. Mm-hmm. They've got one street, but they put a lot of effort into that one street.
I mean, that's pretty much Las Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a big street. Yes, I'll be there wholeheartedly. Well done there, Jay. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. The only other thing I have to talk about this week, I was at a podcast meetup in Toronto on Wednesday. And I was wearing this hat, which is the new TPS hat. And somebody came up to me and commented and say, hey, Great job on the Jared Kiso interview. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you're on Produce Stand. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you did a great job. I know Jared. I'm like, oh, how do you know Jared? And he said he used to work with Jared on Monster Warriors.
Yeah, no, I need more details on this.
As an exec, we can talk about this later. But anyway, we had a great time talking. He gave me a lot of, you know, fun inside, well, behind the scenes stories of being up in Barrie, you know, working on this Monster Warriors show. Jared was, I think he said barely legal, so he must have been 18 or 19 years old. So it was just kind of out of the blue. And just to get Awesome even more excited, he says he's got a whole bunch of Monster Warrior merchandise in storage somewhere. And maybe, you know, if ever he goes and digs any of it out, we're welcome to it. So we'll see if that ever comes to be. But it was...
I'm still up on him.
It's going to be a line for that.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Well, it's going to be a line of one, and it'll start at Awesome. So I guess, like, I have to stop complaining now that Trace has been the only person to ever been recognized in the real world from this podcast, because I guess
Troy,
not Trace.
There is no Trace, only
Troy was recognized. I don't know about Trace.
Troy was recognized, and then more recently, our friend Eliza was recognized too. And now finally, I got recognized for my own podcast.
Four years in, wearing
my own swag. But anyway, so that was fun. Matt, how have you been?
Been all right, man. It's been a very family-oriented week. I mean, I listened back to last week's Jams episode because I know I missed the first half.
Yeah, you missed.
And I was telling you, surprise. I had a good laugh because I saw some of the banter and you guys were making jokes when I arrived that something had happened. And then I saw a picture of Toronto Mike on the show. I'm like, okay, so I went and listened back and I never heard Toronto Mike anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what did I miss here? And I'm even reaching out to Al going, I thought he was on the show. He's like, he was. And I'm like, what the fuck did I miss? Turns out, I don't know how to work technology very well, and I bypassed about 15 minutes of the episode by accident and blew right past Mike, and I started the show right after, I think it was Tanya's, or how Al's week was, and then, Jay, your song number 8 or something, and I didn't put it together that I'd missed half of the show. So, and it was in back. That made me laugh, because I'm like, I get it now, and Mike, you missed a big opportunity to play that out though. Mm-hmm. You gave up the joke way too quick, Al.
I know Mike said the same thing.
Are you kidding me? I'm
Tanya,
like,
he was freaking out, and I think
Jay
was going to say, you know what? I'm tapping out. I don't think I'm doing this. I don't want.
There's still a doubt in my mind that like every joke has a little bit of honesty.
I don't even know Mike very well, but
it.
I could tell the way he led up to that he was fucking around. Yeah. And the fact that you guys, when Jay's like, I don't want to get sued, and I'm like, oh man, let this puppy ride.
My favorite line of the whole episode was actually from the live stream when Gord, who's on with us tonight, says, I guess Mike won't be cashing that Moneris check. So,
yeah, I saw that. So, anyways, it was a lot of fun. I wish I had caught the whole thing. I mean, yeah. And the whole story wasn't disclosed, but my old man was in town last week, and I was supposed to pick him earlier in that day. Whole bunch of flight delays. Ultimately, we had just stepped in the door about 10 minutes before the show. So I hung back and had a drink with him, welcome him back to Toronto before joining the show, because I just wanted to, you know, spend some time with my dad. He was only in town for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. He's actually now in Bangkok, Thailand, doing the trip of a lifetime through Bangkok, Cambodia, and Vietnam. So wow. Today he was playing with elephants, and that's much better than hanging out in Toronto. So that was great to see. And then fast forward to this week, my mom's in town. So she arrived yesterday, and she was spent the night last night. She's here again tonight. She's in the area for a couple of weeks, so we've been having a great time catching up. Ultimately, like, they live back in Nova Scotia, so I don't see them very often. The one joke that kept making me laugh, though, is because if you heard that, I explained that my dad was here last week, she was here this week. Anyone close to me, when I said my parents are coming, I explained, they're like, Why are they flying separate? Are they okay? Mm-hmm. Are they okay? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. But everyone immediately assumed like the worst. And I'm like, no, there's really no answer other than they just bad planning, I guess. They came on two completely separate weeks. And then my dad's off trip. So anyways, it's just been a fun week. Seeing some family I haven't seen in a while. Work is what it is. The rest of the week has been what it is, but great to see some family. And my mom, she might poke her head in here at one point. I told her, feel free to stop in. But she's like, oh, I don't want to talk or anything. I don't know anything about what they're talking about. I said, it's not going to matter, Mom. Like, just they won't bite. So she might, if you see some friendly little lady sit down behind me at any point, that's Mom. And be nice.
Okay, we'll try. Ten.
I want Mom too. Mm-hmm.
Ten. So I've been pampered lately. It was my birthday on Sunday.
That's right. Ooh, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
I did that. Thank you. Yeah, so I've been, we were supposed to be at my sister's, but, they ended up getting sick. And so we ended up staying at home, but, still made the most of it and had some fun on the weekend. And, yeah, it was nice. Had my parents drop by and, have a visit. Yeah, just still trying to rest my foot and get this damn thing fixed. I bought a massager, which I'm very excited about. It's a foot massager. I should add the word foot in front of that. Although any kind of massager is really good. But yeah, my foot massager was arrived yesterday and I've been enjoying that. Trying to fix this stupid plantar fascia, whatever.
Plantar fascia.
That thing. So that's pretty much it. Yeah, this weekend we have a bunch of family coming over on Sunday, having a lunch, and that will be a lot of fun, a lot of activity. So yeah, that's pretty much
our buddy Mike will know, like, be interested to know it's our daughter's first communion on Sunday. So,
oh, is Mike interested in that?
Well, he's a Catholic school teacher and,
oh, gotcha. Yeah.
He keeps things, you know, on the straight and narrow in the Discord. So that's why we're having family over. So we're doing that. Yeah. So anyway, let's get to what we're doing tonight. Here we go.
Previously on Letterkenny.
Last week, our buddy Jay from Edmonton joined us to kick out his favorite Letterkenny jams. We had a great time despite being rudely interrupted by Toronto Mike and threatened libelly. This week, we're going to wrap up.
He sounded justified, though, in a little bit. I'm just saying, there's a case to be made.
Okay. Victor, you weren't on. What did you think of Jay's picks?
I thought the picks were for the most part all solid, and I certainly number one is probably what I would have gone with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Great number one pick. I feel bad for anyone who's got to follow him up with that, but we are going to do those again, and we'll have a caveat that you're allowed like three overlap songs, but then everything else needs to be new. That way, hopefully it won't become more and more impossible to pick 10 new songs. Anyway, this week we're going to wrap up the Letterkenny Presents Comedy Tour with our listeners. Everyone who's joined us tonight was at one of the shows throughout the tour. So we're going to go around the horn and talk about it and see, you know, talk about our experiences. So we're going to start with, here we go.
Well, don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
I'm going
to
go in order on my screen here and just coincidentally, like I did not plan it this way, but first up, top left, Tanya, you can confirm, is Cassie. First of all, Cassie, how many of the Letterkenny Presents shows were you in attendance for?
Just two. I was going to try to make the Guelph one, but things got messed up timing-wise, and right. I couldn't do it. So only two, Burlington and London.
But in spirit and in t-shirts, you were at more than two because
that is correct.
I believe you came up in conversation on a few of those. Anyway, so you went to the Burlington one, which is the same one we went to, and you went to the one in London, you said?
Yes.
All right. Well, so let's talk about, first of all, did you do the VIP for both?
I did. Yes.
Was there anything interesting that came out of either one of the VIP sessions?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was all interesting. Let's be honest.
Well, try to limit yourself to a couple of points.
That's fair. Jeff full naming me was really, really funny. We had a kind of a banter back and forth at one point. That one point during the VIP, I think it might have been the one you were at. He goes, "Cassandra," and I'm like, "Oh God, that's me." So that was hilarious. Everybody was so gracious, honestly. Yeah. I know you asked like interesting, probably as in like answers to questions and stuff like that. But honestly, the most interesting thing to me is how lovely everybody was. Mm-hmm. They were very nice when I met them the first time. And then the second time, I think it was Olivia. When I went up to shake her hand, she's like, "Welcome back." And I'm like, right. Oh, my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
They are a bunch of beauties. And it was also early in the tour, right? This is the pre-tour one because they did a few shows before and then they went on the real tour. I mean, we'll find out from Jay because he's probably the one who went to some of the latest shows being out in Alberta, whether they were as friendly by then. But anyway, you know what? Why don't we do all the Burlington attendees first then, since that was really early on. Gord, you were at the same show as we were in Burlington. What did you think?
It was great. We did not splurge for the VIP, but did enjoy the show. Good. Other than our famous heckler,
right.
Who got all the attention, but it was loved the crowd work and how well it was handled. And she definitely didn't get it, no matter how many times she was told. But it didn't take too much away from the show, but it was definitely a little bit too much. And I guess I'm sure there were different stories of different hecklers everywhere, but I think that was, she was definitely persistent in her heckling.
Show of hands, how many were at a show that had hecklers? Every single one of them, eh? Is this just a thing now? Like you just expect if you go to a conference?
Maybe they're placed. Maybe it's part of the show. No, maybe the... No. Maybe
people are just
no.
There's always that. There's enough people in that crowd. There's always that person who's like, "I'm gonna be funny."
Yeah. The problem is that a lot of people think that Mark Forward is coach 24/7. So, like a lot, I know the hecklers at the shows that I've been to, and even like the original Letterkenny live show, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. With the regular cast, hecklers there too, and because you always got that POS in the crowd, who just wants to scream, "It's fucking embarrassing!" every 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, I understand that. Like, well, I mean, I still wouldn't do it, but I get it if somebody gets excited.
What kind of personality is that? Where they just like shout out in like
That's character syndrome? And when I was at the live show in Vegas, that happened a couple of times too.
Yeah,
I feel like, didn't get the. Burlington wasn't that type of heckling. It was just kind of trying to add to the show when there was nothing to add. They weren't.
And there's a difference between like, and like, don't get me wrong. I've yelled things out at comedy shows, but I like in that moment to feel like I'm interacting in the moment and not just yelling nonsense to get a rise out of the comedian or draw attention to myself. Right. So I think there's a difference. And then you also need to understand when you need to stop.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's a difference between helping and hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's a better summary.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm so annoyed whenever a heckler, because it's like I didn't pay to listen to you. I paid to come and listen to them. And so to me, they usually ruin the show. I mean, Mark handled the one in Burlington masterfully, but I just wanted her to shut the fuck up so that he can get going with what he wanted to do. So
I really liked
she was really annoying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I really liked when Mark split his personality. It's like it's not me. It's him. Like that there's another person involved in this whole, like there's a three-way going on now and he really wants you to stop. You know, you're fine. Yeah, I really loved that part. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's definitely masterful at it, and I'm sure he does it a lot.
Yeah.
I also love that you got Allie to wear your t-shirt.
I didn't get her to do anything. She came out. We just gave her the t-shirt. So, yeah, and I think Allie might listen to this later on. Yes, when she came out wearing a TPS t-shirt. Oh, my God,
that made our night.
Yeah, we were
that
just.
Was cool you should have seen us all look at each other like, holy shit, she's wearing the fucking shirt.
Oh, like, we were, like losing giddy, our mind. Beyond giddy. We were
and
so.
And then she came out and she walked right up to us and, like, showed us it. And then that was great.
Yeah, look, she looked.
I think I felt badly about is the word podcast was very small on that t-shirt. Right. So it wasn't obvious.
Been rectified.
I wish we had the new logo. Yeah,
it's a little bit bigger now.
Anyway, that's cool. Now, I can't remember. Is Tom a Letterkenny fan too? Or did you just drag him to this?
he tolerates. Oh. He's seen. He doesn't leave the room when I watch.
Right.
But
been there, good buddy.
I did get him to watch the final season, and he's seen all that, and he did go to the original Letterkenny Live in Toronto with the cast and crew whenever that was 2021 or so, or
pre-pandemic. Yeah, well, he got to go see that, and we never did, so he's one up on us. But anyway, so you had a great time. Who else? Oh, well, Matt, I mean, you were at the Burlington show too, right? So what do you remember from that? Yeah.
I just remember laughing. And it's funny, we've talked about this, and they're all fantastic, but Mark Forward specifically is a very special kind of talent. And I've seen him, twice now, I think. Mm-hmm. Two or three. Anyways, seen him a couple times. And he definitely, and we talked about this before, I don't think his comedy resonates very well in a recorded environment. Mm-hmm. He is 1,000%, and it's so funny, don't get me wrong, but he's 1,000% better in person. Mm-hmm. When you're there and you're feeling his vibe and you're watching his emotion on the stage, he became one of my favorite comedians to see live in one show.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to stop. Like, and it happened the first show, and I saw him again at the Burlington show. It was the same deal. Like, this guy is absolute brilliant. And I really hope to this day. And if I had a chance to listen back, I know when we interviewed him, I made a comment where I'm like, your comedy comes across, and I'm like, I mean this with the most respect, as kind of dumb. And I meant that in the best way, because I'm a dumb humor kind of guy. And he did correct. He's like, silly. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably a nicer way of putting it. And I really hope that he understood what I meant to say, what I was meaning by all that. But it's true. It's like, it feels like he's making it up as he goes along, even though I'm certain he's pre-designed a lot of what he's done or just has things to go to. But he just delivers it in a way that is something so unique and refreshing. Mm-hmm. From a comedian, that I think you call it performance art, or Al, it kind of teeters on that.
Yeah,
but I just love them, and then the others as well, they're just fantastic. They have such a good presence, and the dynamic of the four of them in our Burlington show, absolute sweethearts. They were so just kind with their time, so great with the crowds, and delivered some great content. So It was a fantastic night, and I wish we had found the time and the budget to attend a couple more when they came back on the second half of the tour, because I would love to have seen it again.
Well, so, and hopefully we're gonna see him again in June, for not for this tour, but for a different show. Gort?
Yes. So was Allie Pierce, she was just in that first leg. She didn't continue on to the
Olivia Stadler.
Okay.
Yeah, and Olivia, I think she did a few shows at the beginning of the second leg, and then I think she was supposed to be a part of a few extras, which she wasn't. She made a couple comments on social media, but I was really excited to see that she was there in Nashville just now, I guess, on the tail end of the show. So I'm sure maybe we'll never find out what happened in between, but
Allie was there for the whole thing. Olivia was supposed to be there, I think, for the ones that were kind of drivable or something like that. I don't think
the Canadian shows.
Yeah,
the
Canadian shows and stuff like that. Allie was there for the whole thing, and Jeff obviously, and Mark. Jeff, I feel like the next stop here would have been for you, because you're out in Maine. You went to, which show did you go to?
So I went to the very first one, the one that kicked it all off in Boston. Mm-hmm. That was the first one of the tour last year.
Right.
And then I went to the Moncton one, which was the second one of the second leg of the tour, earlier this year. So, Boston one, I went with, buddy Marcus and then buddy Adrian, who, neither one of them popped on tonight, but, Marcus sends his love, says he hopes to see everybody in June when we come up. I took Marcus, for his birthday. I got him the VIP treatment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to do the meet and greet and everything in Boston. It was amazing. Just nice, cordial people. They seemed thrilled to be there. You couldn't ask for more. When we did questions, like me, I'm not afraid to ask questions in mm-hmm. a strange setting. And, the audience, I don't know the VIP people in the audience, they just, you know, not a lot of them were asking questions, and I'm like, y'all paid for this. Come on, you know?
We had the same experience in Burlington. We were basically the only ones asking questions.
Right. It's so weird to me, you know? It's these people aren't going to bite, and you met them and you took pictures with them.
Well, and you paid for the VIP pass, so you'd think you would have questions to ask then. Why pay for it if you didn't, you just want the photo op?
So, I mean, I can't remember. I asked probably half a dozen questions and I can't remember all of them, but, you know, I made sure to ask a question to each one of them. Even though, you know, I'm just as obsessed with Mark as Cassie is. I try not to direct everything to him. But Mark was cool when I actually met him, you know, I told him, hey, you know, this is actually like the fifth time I've seen you in the last 6 months. Cause I saw him in, I didn't know, it's like the fourth time in 6 months. Cause I saw him like three different times in Toronto. This was number four. And he was like, well, I feel sorry, man, because this is a lot of the same material I just did in June. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at him saying, I don't give a fuck. I don't think the dude realizes just how fucking funny he is, you know, which is great. I think that's a sign. That's a sign of a great, humble comedian. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Plus, see, a lot of it is so reactionary to what the crowd is giving him that every show is different anyway, right? Even if he is using the same material.
Yeah, and that's just it. And you know, with him, you know, half of his act is performance art.
Yeah.
So, like, he changes, you know, he can change something on the fly. And that's, like, one of the geniuses, I think, of a great comedian. There was one little downside that we had. It was kind of a big downside that we had is we had this girl that was sitting right behind us and we were right in the front row. But this girl sitting right behind us who was just talking loud the entire time. And at the first half of it, it was like her in like not heckling, but just, you know, kind of like reacting and she was loud and annoying. And she's one of those people that's just not self-conscious at all.
Right.
And Adrian, like at one point turned around and asked her to shut the fuck up. Mark's the Boston crowd, I don't think it was the best. And, during Mark's set, he cut his, cause he did his Safari Time thing that I think we'd all seen it at least once in Toronto. It's hilarious. I love it, but he wasn't getting the feedback that he wanted or the reaction he wanted from the Boston crowd. So he cut it a little short and he went on with his other material. And then at one point, he got a little pissed at the crowd and he was like, he looked directly at me and he pointed at me and he said, you know, normally at this point, I'm still doing Safari Time, right?
And what's interesting, Jeff, like that's half the genius of his comedy. Almost every one of his jokes or bits are set up to go as long or as short as he wants them to. Like most comedians, like they have some dialogue and then the joke hits the end. It's like the reaction or no, but he's set up these pieces to, and he, remember in our interview, we talked about the gigglers and he's like, those are my favorite people. When I get the gigglers, half the fun is to see how long I can keep them giggling. Mm-hmm. So he'll carry things on and on and on and on. And I love it.
Yeah. He mentioned that, with the Moncton show, I'll get to the Moncton show in just a sec, but, with the VIP experience, like I was standing in line outside before the show. And Jeff and Allie actually came up and, we're talking to the security guy cause they'd gone out to eat or something, you know, needing to be let in. And I didn't recognize them. Cause outside of, you know, Jeff outside of his like dressing like Alexander, he doesn't look, I don't know. He just doesn't seem to look the same to me.
No.
No. And I felt kind of dumb for not, I mean, I looked at him, I was like, that guy, but I didn't say anything. He was like right next to me, but yeah, I was meeting and greeting anyway. So,
he didn't stand out or you didn't recognize him at first?
No, not like he. Yeah. It's pretty much I didn't really recognize. He's wearing a Boston Red Sox hat,
right?
And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he's using the Bostonians in the crowd. I don't know.
Did anyone else see Mark Henry in the Letterkenny Live, the original? Well, I'm just looking at back in 2018 because I did not like Mark Henry as much in that.
You mean first. Mark Forward?
Mark Forward. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know he was part of that tour. Awesome. You can talk to that, right? You went to that.
Yeah.
I saw his set during the Letterkenny live show was quite short, actually. Right. He told like two jokes and did Xavier McCutcheon's and took a bow.
Yeah, it maybe it's just it didn't have enough time to grow, and by being a headliner that this it took on more, developed more in the second round. Because
he'd had a couple of specials like on YouTube. There's a couple of longer specials that mm-hmm. took place before that.
Just because in the last thing he only had 15 minutes or whatever it was, that it just didn't play as well as.
Yeah. Well, he's not exactly a joke teller. So if you want him to do 15 minutes, that might be one bit. That might be one of his bits, as opposed to like a regular comedian who might be able to, you know, tell 20 jokes and have them all hit. Right. Cause I wasn't at that Letterkenny live tour, but from what I've heard, it was, they gave the comedians like short sets. Right. So K Trev got mm-hmm. to do a set and Mark Forward got to do a set. And whenever Jeff was there, instead of K Trev, he got to do a set. Right.
Yeah. It was essentially like short 15, 20 minute sets just to break up the kind of breaking up the acts of the show mm-hmm. from the live people. So I enjoyed him then anyway. But I mean, you know, I'm completely 100% biased.
Was the Moncton crowd a little more receptive or, you know?
So the Moncton crowd, he didn't get the reaction he wanted in Moncton either.
Oh.
But here's the thing though.
Again, East Coasters don't like him, I guess.
Hang on, man, we've got to. A lot of people up here have a different, like, I don't want to say different sense of humor, but you know, we can find stuff funny and not laugh about it.
Oh,
I don't know
how to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know, right?
Anyway, like, I think I talked about it on the pod. Must have been like maybe after party or something like that. But no, I had a blast with Moncton. Moncton, I went solo mm-hmm. and, you know, we just had Allie there for Moncton, Boston. It was, you know, all four of them.
Yeah.
But, Moncton was, I just loved it. I didn't do the VIP, which made it even better. Mark, I got front row and Mark recognized me from the stage. Cause there was a point in the show where, a lady got up to use the bathroom mm-hmm. and she was up towards the front. And she started walking towards the back. And Mark stopped his set. And I mean, this is a set, you know, I've heard four or five times. Mm-hmm. And he looked at her husband. He goes, where's she going? And the husband said, bathroom. And Mark said, number one or number two?
Oh.
And the husband said, number one. So Mark goes, okay, we'll wait for her. And he just stopped and like scooched down, just like squatted down on stage and stared at the back for it must have been like three or four straight minutes.
Wow.
Didn't say a thing. And then he looked over and he goes, you sure it was number one? she might need to get that checked out. So
I would be mortified coming back. Oh my God.
Well, she didn't hear it. So. But he went off and he looked over to the right hand side of the stage and he pointed to a gentleman. He said, where are you from? The guy said, not from around here. Some mm-hmm. smart ass remark. Mm-hmm. What the fuck does that mean? I asked you a question. I'm making you part of the show. Mm-hmm. Give me an answer. So he asked a couple more questions then from that guy. And then he comes back to my side and he points directly at me and he goes, sir, where are you from? And I said, Bangor, Maine. And some dude up the back booed. And I'm like, okay. Mark said, what are you booing him for? And he came here and he's spending money and he's enhancing your economy. How dare he?
Yeah.
And the guy said, I don't like Americans. And I was like, well, I don't like Americans half the time. So then Mark said, so you're from Maine. I'm like, yeah, I've seen you. I saw you in Boston. I've seen you in Toronto a couple of times. He said, oh, okay. Yes. I thought that was you. And like, as I don't you know, he could have been blowing smoke up my ass or something, but no, I mean, it felt nice to be recognized. And they were videotaping part of the show. And I don't know what the video is for or anything. I haven't heard a thing since. But
yeah.
The big part for me came about 10 minutes later. There's this lady who's walking up towards the stage. And in Moncton, there were bars on either side of the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And she's got a beer in her hand. And she's heading up towards the stage, and Mark sees her and goes, "Is that for me?" And she goes, "Yes." And he hands it to her, and he goes, "Well, I don't drink anymore. I had a problem with it, so thank you for trying to end my life early."
Oh, Jesus. And, wow.
And he set it down. Uh-huh. And then he goes, "Oh, wait, does somebody want this?" And then I think it was the same guy that booed me from being from Maine, yelled, "Give it to the guy from Maine." So Mark gave me the beer.
Oh, wow. He's holding it up in the Molson plastic cup. Did he sign it for you too?
Oh, he did not. No. And I'm kicking around the idea of bringing this to Toronto in June and seeing if he'll I think he'd get a kick out of signing it. Either that,
kicking a restraining order.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Either that, or he put out a restraining order. Yeah. But yeah, funny. So I had the beer and I drank it, and then I think the highlight like we've said, the glorious thing about Mark Forward comedy is like he can change stuff on a dime and he can react to the audience. And he wasn't quite getting all of the reactions he wanted in Moncton. And the night before, they were in Halifax. Mm-hmm. And he said, at one point, he goes, "Guys, that's funny. I don't care." And then he goes, "You know what? I wish the Halifax explosion had happened here in Moncton."
Oh.
So that just floored. I fucking love
it. That's awesome.
And that got a reaction from everybody in the crowd. But yeah, it was like overall just great experiences, great times. And I mean, anybody who gets the chance, I mean, go to one of these. Don't expect it to be, you know, an episode of Letterkenny. Mm-hmm. Expect it to be Letterkenny type humor in a stand-up show, and you're gonna enjoy the fuck out of it.
Yep.
The local references always kill, even if it's a local reference to an ancient tragedy that happened 100 years ago.
That's not too soon on that one.
I have to say, too, like the VIP, I felt like we got a lot out of ours.
Yeah.
And really got to know who the comedians are and their personality. And I remember Al commenting that we were listening to some of their acts on the drive there.
We were pre-gaming.
Which really set Mark off. So just as you were saying, Jeff, that, you know, Mark's like, you're going to repeat, like, you're going to hear what you've already seen. And I think that plays on them, because he was like, don't ever, ever. And I don't know whether it was a joke or whether it was reality or a little bit of column A and B, but he's like, don't ever tell a comedian that you've already heard his material. Like, it just sends them reeling in their mind. But I loved Jeff was just amazing too. Yeah, like, I love the little giggle that a comedian has on their own act. Like when they make themselves laugh, and Jeff did that. Mm-hmm. He would have like that little giggle in himself that it was just too funny to not like react to.
Yeah. They were all great in Burlington. Allie, yeah. Olivia, they all had their moments, and, it was definitely worth the price of admission for us. Mm-hmm. Now,
well, and here's the thing too, is, and this isn't, I'm not disparaging any of the comedians by any means, because it's something that I couldn't do, but like a good example of like the difference between Jeff, who was hilarious, and Mark, who was hilarious, is like Jeff's material. It's kind of like a selection of his greatest hits. Mm-hmm. You can hear a lot of it I think he's put out like a couple of albums.
Yeah.
And with his, it seems it's rehearsed and programmed, and he knows it well, and he does it well. And that's great. That works for him. Mm-hmm. Mark, on the other hand, I mean, you know, this is the same, a lot of this was the same stuff that we heard, you know, back in Toronto in June. And a lot of it was, most of it was like the stuff that we heard at Just for Laughs in September. But he's fine tuned it, and he tweaks it, and he changes it based on his reactions to the audience, reaction from the audience. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, for me, it's two great comedians doing two separate styles of humor. And it's great. You know, it's a nice mix.
Mm-hmm. Now we go from, East Coast, Maine to kind of the middle, North middle there to Minnesota. Scott, how's it going, bud?
Hiya now.
Good, and you?
Not so bad. I had to give you the setup. How did that work?
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that.
Al actually followed through. He often doesn't follow through.
You know,
I command respect.
He does. That beard.
Obviously.
Yes. And that jersey. I mean, kudos.
Isn't this the ugliest thing ever? Yeah. I love it.
The Sue Hunt. He's wearing the Sue Hunt jersey, but he's got the Shorzy jersey hanging behind him. And yeah, his picture with the Letterkenny Presents crew wearing his Sue Hunt jersey. Now, the show you went to, was it actually in Minnesota?
St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, at the Fitzgerald Theater, which is connected to First Ave.
All right. And did you do the you did the VIP because you're in the picture there with the crew.
That's
yeah.
Allie.
Yeah, there's Allie. Yeah. What did you think of the show? First of all, like, what did you ask any interesting questions or get any interesting answers during the VIP section?
We had kind of a good crowd for asking questions. People mm-hmm. weren't afraid to, you know, to raise their hand and get something in. Unfortunately, 30% of it was Shorzy questions.
Oh, no.
Which was a bummer because then you have everyone saying, oh, I'm not on that. Oh, I'm probably not going to be on that. Oh, yeah. If I know anything about it, I can't say anything about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it took a little while for most of the VIPs to get that. I was also kind of just like, all right, well, there's a pause. I'm going to ask another one because screw you guys. They're up here and I want to talk to them.
Yeah.
I asked Jeff if it was the shit in the Uranus
right.
routine.
Yeah.
And I had asked them, because I recently watched it, I said, was the fact that you had to repeat a line that was so based on the same thing but mm-hmm. changed just a tiny bit each time, that help or hurt when it comes to the delivery of the lines? I'm trying to give some acting questions to get these people to ask questions that are not about a show that these have people have nothing to do with.
And right.
he said the scene went great, mm-hmm. Except for Kiso was off camera. Just cracking up the entire time, screwed up his whole rhythm. Wish there was a wide angle lens that showed him just right. shitting himself over there.
Yeah.
I'd asked Mark about, cause he's the one who was always in the outtakes cracking people up. And mm-hmm. I asked him if he goes to a special place in his head when mm-hmm. he's doing that. And he's like, oh man, you just got to act your ass off, man. You just got to act your ass off. And then, Allie, I'd asked about, cause she had mentioned the International Women's Day episode mm-hmm. as one of her sort of favorites.
Yeah.
And one of the big points that she had done. And so I'd say, so what are your sources of inspiration for episodes like that? What are the women empowerment, women comedy things, the mm-hmm. the high power feminism stuff that I don't know about? Where can I go look for that? And she was a little stunned by the question and said, wow, it's, Pen 15 is a great show. And then she also mentioned Dairy Girls. So,
oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls is a banger. I cannot endorse it enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome's a big fan. She's, I've actually watched a couple of episodes on Awesome's recommendation and yeah, I can see it being a lot of fun. What was your favorite? What's that?
Those broads are my cousins.
You identify, do you?
Just to echo something that Scott said is one of the questions I had asked Mark at the Boston meet and greet was, do you make it a point? Because I told him I was at the Letterkenny Live show in Portland the year before. And I asked him if he made it a point to try and make everybody in the cast break. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's my job. So he feels like it's his job. And I'm like, that's perfect. I also forgot to mention that our Boston show was actually It was the same day that the Kiso interview dropped for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We listened to that on the way down, and we ABC'd the fuck out of the podcast.
Nice.
Because people were asking questions that he had heard. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Scott. Didn't mean to steal thunder.
No, good. So my experience sounded a lot like some of these other ones. Mark Forward's act and hecklers was... kind of, it seems like a constant theme. His act, I noticed he walks a tightrope with the audience. He demands a very specific thing when you're watching that. You have to go. He's like a school bus driver that will kick you off for the littlest thing. He's just like, okay, you're either with me on this or you're not. But if you're not, laugh anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because it's good then. Loved his stuff. It's fascinating to watch from a performance eye after you've done it a little bit. I haven't done stand-up, but I've done improv comedy for about 10 years and watching some of those tricks and watching them handle it. Like he did, he also went into the crowd, a little bit of crowd work. My favorite that I mentioned on the Discord, right when I came back, because I couldn't believe it. Somebody, right, I'm three rows back. Somebody in the row in front of me gets up, goes to the bathroom during Mark's set. Well, he's got his wireless mic on. He's holding the guitar, so he can chase all the way down. He's got a staircase right in front. He's already given the security guard shit for not being close enough to the staircase. This person's halfway up the aisle to Fitzgerald, and Mark's going, hey, what's the matter? You know, like the show? Hey, how's it going? You know, and person never reacts. They just keep firing. And I wouldn't either. Right out through the door, they leave. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just talk to them when I get back. But he forgets. Person comes back, sits back down, and I wait to see the person's reaction when or how they respond after they heard Mark Ford do this. And the person who was still sitting there at the time started signing to the person that came back in American Sign Language.
Yep. That's and on.
Whoopsie. It was such an extra show for me. I was so happy.
Awesome.
I couldn't believe my luck.
That is a real life moment right there.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to stand and yell it at him so he knew how funny it was. I didn't get the chance. I hope he listens to this and knows that happened, and I'm so happy about it.
So he didn't notice at the time?
Well, the person walked away not hearing.
Right. Yeah.
And when he came back, he had moved to the other side of the stage and just had sort of moved on with the rest of the. Sure. He didn't follow up with that. I'm sure he'd gotten a better reaction off of somebody else.
I do hope he listens to this then, because I think that would be the kind of thing that would just crack him up.
I hope in my heart of hearts he finds out, because it's so true. And it was so genuinely awkward and honest and fantastic. It was just the show being the show when this happened. And I'm like, oh, thank you, God. You smiled on me. It was wonderful. The hecklers were fascinating. I couldn't believe this. It's basically a lame sitcom. Here's what happened. May of 22 was the Letterkenny Live tour. I was at that one. That was the first time I was on the podcast. Thanks for having me on. And I talked about a heckler who had gotten thrown out. Some woman just wouldn't shut up. So she got tossed. Well, VIP treatment 2 months ago, two guys who look like used auto dealers, they're really the stars of life. In their own little worlds, they were going to be Mark Forward's best friend and recanted him with the tale of the last time he was in town and had to kick a heckler out. These guys said, we were sitting right behind her. She forgot to take her script and all the stuff. And so we took it and we saw her outside. We didn't give it back. And I'm like, you're 40. You're 40 years old. Both of you, you're 40. You're in your low 40s. And this is okay. That's an interesting thing. And so they wanted to talk about how they were by the hecklers, and eventually we move past it. Mark Ford moves on, or somebody else gets a question. VIP is done. Mm-hmm. Now that we're sitting there waiting for the show to start, now these two are sitting there up leaning against the stage. Now they're answering questions from the VIPs are there. So now these guys are true tools.
Oh, wow.
Now the show's going on. It's Mark Forward's act. And who do you think is fucking lipping off? I'm sorry for the bombs.
No.
Who do you think is talking, heckling? The two guys.
Yeah.
And they had talked to Mark Forward before about the person who got kicked out right in front of them. Mark Forward said, yeah, I remember her. I gave her three warnings. These guys are at two warnings. Mark Forward stops the show to go, Hey, remember you had VIP? Remember we talked about two warnings? How are people like this? How wow. do people not get this is the act? And you're kind of along with it, and you're either laughing or quiet, but there's not a middle ground. It's not call and response.
I swear it is main character syndrome. These people have to only children.
I feel like the pandemic broke a lot of people too. I don't know, like socially, in terms of how to behave. What's that?
I think you're being generous.
Yeah. No, I mean, because again, I always say this a lot, but Tanya and I used to go to a lot of comedy shows, mm-hmm. and I do not remember this many hecklers at shows. And I mean, unless it's a comedian who invites it, like what's his name? That guy,
Matt Rife.
Yeah, Matt Rife or whatever. But and maybe Mark Ford does invite it or something. But it's crazy.
I think he brings a little bit of that. He doesn't go full out. He doesn't want everybody talking. He knows that he's the star of the show too.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say though, he moved on from it. Nothing else happened. That experience was basically just for me and maybe the VIP people who were around, but it wasn't enough to take away from the rest of the night. Jeff was awesome. Allie was awesome. Yeah. The whole thing was great. It was a great venue. So yeah, fantastic time. Definitely do it again.
And it's interesting, of all the hecklers, did anyone heckle Jeff or Allie or Olivia? I don't recall. I think it was always directed at Mark. So maybe it is something part of his act or something that
he does call for reaction a lot.
Yeah.
And if there's not enough reaction, he'll tell you that things like, and I think that does lend itself to an improv atmosphere and improv is based on shouting things out.
And also being the headliner, you're on last. Everyone's kind of liquored up by then and loose lips, right?
So was it just the three comedians then?
St. Paul it was, yes.
Just the three. They didn't have like anyone else to round it out to the four?
Nope.
No.
We got shafted. I feel terrible about this show. Mm.
No, I think they gave like an extra 10 minutes to each
of them.
To Allie and to Jeff, or they might, I don't know, they divvied it up somehow, I'm sure.
So for the second staging, I was looking at the announcement. They basically bill it as three, and then they've got an asterisk saying you get a bonus at these shows where you get Olivia Stadler that joined, and she was an asterisk on, and she did the last 10 shows or so, including the last show that they did was yesterday, which I guess we timed this podcast well in terms of the tour ending.
Yesterday was the last one. I reached out to see if I can get anyone to come on, but it was asking too much because they were traveling back from Nashville. It's been a long, hellish tour for them. I think they were just tired and wanted to come home and relax. So I don't blame them for not being able to pop on. Moving west, before we get to Seattle, let's go down to San Francisco. Awesome. And you were at the San Francisco show with Tobias?
No, Tobias wasn't there. And actually, I was going to say, no, do Seattle first.
Want me to do Seattle first? All right, fine. Trace. Yeah. Trace, who's, you know, in Memphis, or is in Tennessee, but flew to Seattle to go to the show with our friend Liz. How was the Seattle show?
The Seattle show was real. It was really good. The venue was perfect. It's this old warehouse that they've turned into a performance place, and it's very, very cool. And you know, flew in, saw the sights, saw some cool stuff, you know, and then we went to the show, and it was amazing. It was the first time that you know me, provincial raised Southern kid, had ever seen, you know, non-gender specific bathrooms.
Right.
And that was like, whoa, wow. How forward thinking, you know, it's like, but yeah, it was great. I mean, neither Liz or I are drink. So, you know, you get to watch the slow descent of the audience into inebriation, you know, firsthand. And the hecklers, there was a couple, and y'all were right. They almost virtually limit themselves to Mark's performance to do their heckling. There was these three dudes behind us, and they kept yelling, "Kick a fucking trash can!"
Oh God!
And I was like, I don't think he brought one, dude. Yeah. So you know, just. Mark was. I mean, he's got this, I mean, and he starts off from the beginning. His first one out the gate to a heckler is, "I've been doing this a long, long time." I mean, you know, you can try, but I'm going to bust you down bad. Mm-hmm. And it was good. There was this one lady who's just yells something out, and nobody could make it out. And Mark goes, "I'm sorry, what was that?" And she yells it again. He goes, "Oh, one more time." And she finally just yells it really loud. He says, "You're a grown woman who just did that in public." And I was like, that is such a cool line. But Jeff was great. I mean, it's funny to hear, and more than anything else, growing up where I grew up and where him talking about where he grew up is like, man, you know, just this growing up in the sticks isn't that different.
Yeah,
all over the place. You know, it's kind of like a wow. I mean, you know, you really connect with that kind of stuff. And Allie was great. Liz loved Allie. Mm-hmm. She thought her stuff was hilarious, and that was cool because she had gotten engaged the night before.
That's right. Yeah, we found that out that day.
And I was like, man, is she for real? Oh, she's for real. Congratulations. You know, but no, but the best way I could explain Mark was, I mean, they say performance art and all that stuff. That is like the closest thing I've ever seen to some like jazz comedy. There's like a framework. There's a basic framework.
Yeah.
You could tell.
I like that description.
Where the bits are, but it's just a framework to go zooming off on some kind of solo. And it was just so cool. I mean, his, and his ability, I mean, I know he feeds off the crowd, but his ability to hold the crowd and, is just amazing. I mean, he knows where to push. He knows where to hold back. He knows all this stuff. And the whole crowd's just like, I thought it was great. I mean, it was probably one of the best comedy crowds I've ever seen. And I don't know if he felt it was semi-friendly territory, but you know, he went off on a few not anti-American tangents, but like, come on guys, what are you doing? I mean, you know, one of those, you know, hold a mirror in front of us and let us see ourselves kind of thing. And that stuff just crushed. And I mean, there was a few people that were took offense, but fuck them. You know, that's, you know, you came to the wrong show if that's the case.
Yeah. But
no, it was just, it was truly was a great, great show. And the best part was in the end, you can tell, I mean, he has, it looks, it's, it feels like he's carved out like 15, 20 minutes at the end where I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something. And he asked one of the people in the crowd, and I don't know if he gave her a heads up in the, she was one of the VIPs. I don't know if she, he gave her a heads up in the thing, but I'm going to come to you. And you know, all you got to do is just answer any question I got and I'll just take it from there. And she goes, and he asked me, so, hey, you know, where are you from? And she tells him, I'm from Seattle. And she goes, what do you do? And she goes, I work in the produce department of a grocery store. And I was like, cool. And he just crushed 15 minutes on produce grocery stores and all that stuff. And I was like, I know he just did that from, shot that from the hip. And it was like, man, this dude is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking improv comedy. He just like, some of them can just like that. And it's, it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was, it's something as mundane as working in a produce department of a grocery store. And it was like, he just, how did you do that? I just thought it was amazing.
He went off for about 10 minutes at one of our shows about how Americans love their flags. 10 minutes on flags.
Bottom of flags.
Yeah, that was, what was that line he said? You could, if y'all just like cut the flag budget in half, you could have health care.
I was like, yeah, he dropped that in St. Paul too.
Oh man, that's awesome. I love that. That's a great line.
Oh my God.
That's interesting because he didn't do anything political or that I don't remember that in the Canadian shows.
He didn't need to, I don't think.
Well, not, no one cares up here.
Soil.
Yeah. No one cares. Amazing. It's, you know, our buddy Zach is on the live stream and I know he went to the Florida show. So Zach, if you can join the Zoom if you want and talk about the show you went to, if you have time, because I'd like to hear, like, we've got the East Coast and the West Coast, but nothing from like that area there. Yeah, well, we're going to get to Jay in a bit, but first, awesome in San Francisco. Talk to us about that show.
Well, to segue from what Trace was saying, he dropped that line about the flags and healthcare in San Francisco as well, and it did not hit. Everyone in there was like, yeah, we know. Like, you so don't need to tell us.
That's why he didn't tell those jokes up in Ontario, and maybe he should have realized that California would have been the same reaction.
Yeah, and he got kind of irate about it, but even his outrage seemed kind of manufactured. And then he went off on a rip about gun control, and we're like, yeah, we know.
So it was less of a comedy show than a TED Talk for you guys.
Well, yeah, no, and there were a couple of ladies up the front who just cracked up at everything you said pretty indiscriminately. I kind of think they'd been pretty well lubricated before they showed up. But let's see. I enjoyed Jeff McHenry's set. Mm-hmm. I thought he was funny. It was like old school blue collar comedy club, but like without the racism and sexism. That was cute. Mm-hmm. Allie, it was Allie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, her set was good. She needs a little more polish. She needs to get a little more stage presence, but her anecdotes were funny, and I enjoyed watching her perform. But Mark, I've never been his biggest fan, and I am still not.
Oh. It's okay. You can be wrong. We don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all right. Everyone can be wrong at once in a while. And Awesome, you're so usually right. In this case, you know, we'll forgive you.
I just, you know, given his background in improv,
yeah,
and he wasn't getting the reaction that he wanted, why wouldn't he pivot? You know, and it's like how America is 10 times as big as Canada. Why, like, and Canada just is so diverse in and of itself. Why would you expect the same jokes to hit the same in different states, which are basically different countries?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it sounds like it hit pretty well in Maine and in Minnesota and in Seattle. Just
because I would have thought Seattle's sensibilities in San Francisco are pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that Seattle.
Hey, a band doesn't change its set list based on the states they play in. He's there to perform his work, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. But listen, Gord, Washington still has active chapters of the KKK.
I mean, you get out of Seattle, no, Washington's a very difficult. When you get out of San Francisco, California is pretty scary too. So.
Awesome. Can I ask you a question?
You can ask.
So Mark tried the flag thing. It didn't work. And then he went into guns and it didn't work. Did he seem discouraged by that? Or was he like chuckling to himself at how badly it did not go for him?
He basically ripped into the audience for not getting it, not being too stupid to get it. That's like, no.
Oh, but that's part of he rips into the audience if we laugh too loud. Like he finds reasons to rip into the audience either way.
No, you know, he really doesn't hate the audience.
No, yeah, he really doesn't hate the audience.
Again, I know it's a bit. That's why it felt manufactured. So it didn't hit.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate, but otherwise, did you have a good time?
No, we actually ended up leaving early.
Oh, man.
Why? Why? Oh.
You paid to go there. It wasn't that bad. It couldn't have been that bad.
I didn't, actually. I got comp tickets.
Oh, there you go. All right, fine.
Did he notice when you were leaving? Time. Were you part of the show?
Yeah, he waited until after she left to unload on her.
Maybe. And he didn't ever, because I did get up and get a second cider while I was there, and I was wearing my Produce Stand t-shirt.
Oh, no.
No ABC. No, you weren't allowed to ABC on this occasion. Awesome.
Too bad. So sad. I did.
Thanks, Awesome. Well done.
Sorry, not sorry.
Jeez. All right. You know what? Let's go from California to Florida. And our buddy Zach joined us. Zach, you went to the show in Florida. Can you hear me, Zach? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. So you went to the Florida show?
Yes, sir.
And what did you think?
Just laughs.
Zach, have you been pre-gaming? Or is there a delay?
Don't worry about the pre-gaming.
No.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Tell us a little bit about the show in Florida. Why don't you tell us about the t-shirt you wore?
Yes, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. It was, I got to tell you, I was not expecting. What the hell's going on?
Nothing. We can hear you.
I think he's on a delay. Like, it's a bit of a delay happening. Is what
oh,
I think.
Maybe he's getting an echo.
Are you watching the live stream? Turn the live stream off, Zach, and we'll come back to you. Okay. We'll come back to you. Don't watch the live stream.
Oh, that's exactly.
Let's
what's
go
happening.
To Jay. Jay, bud. Okay.
So confused.
Jay, you're in Alberta. You went to a couple of the shows, right?
Yeah, I went to the show in Edmonton and the show in Calgary. I did the VIP for Edmonton and just general population in Calgary.
How's like? Okay, we'll talk about the VIP experience first because I see the picture of you there with Ali and Jeff and yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. The Edmonton crowd was like tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't a very big theater to begin with. It's a theater that we have at the university. And it's half under construction, so only like the main floor was open, like the balcony wasn't even open.
Oh,
he made reference to it a couple of times, like, why would they book this show in a half fucking finished theater? And it's they made reference to the fact a lot that it's you access the theater through the food court at the university. And Mark Forward's like, I've been doing this for 20 years only to like perform my set next to an Edo Japan. Like, this is bullshit. he really tore into Alberta,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Like, he really went after us and our backwards ways.
Yeah. See, Austin, California isn't special. Go on.
No. He really let us know what he thought of us, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
The VIP portion of it, like, there's like 15 of us, mm-hmm. maybe. Like, there wasn't very many people that were in the VIP thing, so we all got to ask a lot of questions. That was really fun. He was pretty funny about a lot of people asked him, like, the standard questions, like, who makes you break in a scene or who can't be broken in a scene and all that. And all of them are, like, he said it, and I've heard him say it a few times, that Kiso is the one that he just can't handle. Like,
mm-hmm.
as soon as Kiso gets into the wane and arches his back and puts his thumbs in his belt loop and squints his eyes, he just can't look at him anymore. It's just mm-hmm. over. The Calgary show was a lot more rambunctious, but it was also a Saturday night. So I think that obviously has a lot to do with it. People right. are getting into the sauce a little bit. No hecklers in Edmonton at all, but like it was a super dead crowd. Like it was a really odd thing to be a part of. Like, it was like we were at a school play or something. Like, very few people got too engaged at all. Calgary, like I said, was a little bit wilder, and he did have to remove a lady from the crowd for being a little too rambunctious. He gave her a few warnings and then gave her the boot, because I think she was kind of ruining the people she was sitting around's night.
Mm-hmm.
One of the favorite things that we saw was, I don't know, like he obviously, when he brought out his acoustic guitar, I don't know what his comment was when he was in the States, but for us at both shows, he pulled out the guitar, walks out, and he's like, that's what I like about Canada. It's like, as soon as I bring out a guitar in the States, everyone starts clapping. Everyone starts giving me applause. He's like, in Canada, they kind of wait and they're like, well, let's see if this guy knows what he's fucking doing with that thing. I thought that was a pretty funny difference between Canada and the US, whether it was true or not.
I still don't think he's ever finished a song.
Just the Xavier McCutcheon's one.
Yeah.
But no, it was a great time. Jeff was funny. During the VIP, actually, I came in and stated, like, I'm from the produce stand. I listened to the produce stand podcast. We really thank all you guys for coming on it. And they all said, oh, it's great. It was a lot of fun. And then when I turned and we were walking away, I just said to Ali, I was like, oh, and congratulations, because of the engagement mm-hmm. that had happened like that week or
yeah.
a few days earlier. And she looked at me and she's just like, why? And I was kind of like, and she's like, oh my God, yeah. So that was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Now that was near the end of the tour. I don't know. I guess you can't have nothing to compare it to, like whether they were as, energetic during your shows as they would have been early on in the tour. But did you get any sense that they couldn't wait for this to end?
I kind of I thought I did until I listened to what you guys have been saying. So the whole thing about when that lady got kicked out, it really felt like that was it. Like he was just like, I've been on the road for 2 months.
Right.
Like, shut the hell up or get out. But the way he did it sounds exactly like he does it for every time he has to give somebody the boot. Like, yeah. I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't have time for this. Get out.
Right.
It felt like a teacher at the end of a school year, but it just sounds like who he is. So.
Perfect analogy. A teacher at the end of the school year. It's like, I've had enough.
But I think you're the only one that had someone kicked out.
The show was great in both cities. Sorry, Gord.
I think you're the only one of us that had anyone actually kicked out. Like, we all had hecklers, but I don't know anyone else who actually had someone thrown out. So.
Oh, well.
They eventually settled down, yeah.
I wonder if Awesome got thrown out, but she just sang she walked out.
And he told the lady that sat behind me that he hated her. I thought that was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, he does. But he says that a lot. He says that to the crowd in general. Amazing. So, Zach, are you back with us, or how's the delay now?
No delay.
Oh, perfect.
I can actually hear you real time. This is really good.
All right, good. So tell us quickly about the show you attended. Was it in Florida?
Yes, sir.
And first of all, tell us the t-shirt you wore.
Oh, the famous I Know Cassidy t-shirt.
Now, did anyone recognize it and understand the joke or
no?
No, that's too bad.
Well, there wasn't anybody that was part of the podcast there.
It's too bad.
Fair enough. So did you make that yourself, like, or did you have someone throw it together for you?
No, my parents actually own their own like printing press for t-shirts and all that kind of stuff.
Ah,
wow. So I brought it up to them. I'm like, hey, let's throw around some ideas for Cassian raccoons.
That's amazing.
It's a great looking t-shirt too. It's got
a good looking t-shirt.
It's a picture,
right?
Of a raccoon, and then it says I know Cassie in above
it. Put that on the store, Al.
Well, it's not my design. I can't just take it, but it's a really good looking shirt. So what did you think of the show?
I thought it was incredible, to be honest. Like Coach, he is one of my, favorite characters on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So like his, it's fucking embarrassing, mm-hmm. kicking the trash can, being like, oh, the gym thing, like, oh, the owner of the gym says I'm right. there more than she is.
Yeah, yeah.
All that kind of shit. You know, I loved him as a character. I never expected him to be so goddamn hilarious in person. Mm-hmm. Holy hell. Like, all right. We'll begin with Jeff McHenry. He did an amazing set.
Mm-hmm.
He was the opener at mine.
Yep.
He did fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
After Ali Pierce, she was great too. She had one heckler who actually booed her.
What?
Like from the front of the stage. Yeah, no, she called her out. She's like, did you fucking boo me just now?
All right.
Sorted her out real quick.
Yeah.
That was good.
Good for Ali.
Yeah. And for as for Mark, his entire set was phenomenal. He had about maybe 3 to 4 hecklers, demolished them all. Just, oh my God. He has no time for that shit.
Did anyone get kicked out?
You can tell. So, I think one person did, because it was one dude, like, I believe he was from California, and he kept, that was his introduction. He stood up and was like, "I'm from California." It's like, no one gives a fuck. Like,
I'm beginning to think it's the Californians' fault then.
There's a pattern.
Yeah, there seems to be a pattern here. All right, man. Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
That's a gross generalization.
No, I'm playing with you. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you, Austin. All right, guys.
So easy, Austin.
This has been great. I want to go around the horn with one last time with final comments, and I'm going to start from the end and work my way up. So, Austin, you're up first.
Final comments. Well, like I said, I really enjoyed Jeff and Allie. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've given Mark Forward 3 chances, and it's just not my style.
Yeah, that's fair. Look,
fair enough.
Horses for courses, right? I mean, comedy is subjective, and if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Thank you for joining us tonight, Awesome. I know that you were kind of wondering whether you should or not, because you didn't want to be the only one to bring down the vibe here. Yeah. But
boner killer.
we are still glad you joined us.
Cool. Does anybody have a lozenge?
Yeah. Zach, you're up next. I know you joined us late here, but we appreciate you joining just to give the Florida perspective your final comments.
Amazing show. If they ever do it again, I highly recommend it. Funniest thing I've ever seen, honestly. Like, so good. So good.
So a bit opposite from Awesome's experience. Jay,
we're all about balance here.
Yeah, exactly. Jay, final comments.
It was really enjoyable. I'd definitely go see any of the three of them again. Mm-hmm. I think we've all said it to death, but Mark Forward, it's the oddest thing I've ever seen. Like,
yeah,
I brought a couple of people to the Calgary show that don't watch the show and kind of had that attitude about the show that lots of people have that have never seen it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they were dying. Like they were head between their legs, laughing their asses off for the whole time. So it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Trace.
Yeah, it was a great show. Everybody go see live comedy. It's a hoot.
Yes. Laughter is the best medicine. Scott from Minnesota.
Yeah. It's a great time. Loved Mark Forward. It's such an interesting set. It's interesting to watch him work. I think he can decide, and he does decide how it's going to go each night. I think he's got more control over the audience than even we realize, and that he can just make the whole thing work. Like, he can decide it's just going to be awkward tonight because he's feeling it, and that's that. And I respect the hell out of it.
Jeff is making the puppet master signals, so I think he agrees with you, Jeff.
Fantastic. Like, I mean, you know, we got tickets to come and see Mark again in Toronto in June, and I can't wait for that. I mean, whenever I can see this guy, I'm going to go see him because I think he's just amazing. Real quick, everybody unmute yourself. Join me in the most awkward, probably tone-deaf rendition of this.
Okay.
Awesome. You don't have to, but
thank you.
Xavier, my friend.
McCutcheon.
Xavier McCutcheon. Bears until the end.
I don't think Zoom's going to allow us to sound very good doing that. Thanks, Jeff, for joining us. Gord, final comments.
Yeah, I don't know that Zoom was a limiting factor in the talent there.
Xavier McCutcheon.
You can auto-tune that, can't you?
Sure, but I won't.
No, I was glad I made the effort to go. Wasn't sure what to expect because it's definitely very different from the show with the cast, but and enjoyed all the acts, and definitely gave me a new appreciation for Mark Forward, and definitely it was cool to see Olivia and Ali before they were on Letterkenny and get that connection.
Because that's right. When we saw them, we had no idea. I mean, we knew they were writers, but that was it. So when we did end up seeing them in that first episode of season 12, that was kind of fun. Yeah. Cassie. The best for last. Oh, what's going on? Your mic's not working. You're unmuted, but for some reason your mic stopped working.
You sound like you're in a fishbowl. You sound like that fish.
Maybe unplug your phones and try just through the computer.
Yeah, we're getting that sound we were getting earlier, so maybe your mic was never working. Then that
Victor, that guitar is gorgeous.
Better? That's better. That's better. Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Look at me solving IT.
Well done. Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't wreck the podcast.
Start it over.
Start it over. I've got things to say. I wanted to thank you guys so much for having all of us, honestly. I think it's interesting to have a well-rounded discussion about something like this, and definitely to see how generally... I'm just going to say successful that it was. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Like, I really loved everybody's sets. I tried to be a little bit restrained before, but I'm just going to say it. Mark's set was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that I can say that y'all haven't said before in the fact that he is hilarious. He's a genius. These shows were at the end of seeing him 10 or 11 times last year. And just a few, you know,
yeah.
Even when there were jokes that overlapped other times I've seen him, it was still funny. He still brought so much to the stage, and then actually, you know, getting to meet him and meeting, well, everybody, like I said, they were so gracious. They were so wonderful. And aside from the hecklers, because, I mean, obviously there were some in every show, obviously, it was really cool to just see what other fans there were, like outside of TPS, though. The TPS fans are still the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello.
My show didn't have any hecklers.
You didn't stay there long enough to.
Yeah. You did get kicked out.
For the heckler.
You did get kicked out, Awesome. So.
But it's only like 5 minutes early.
But like straight up, if anybody, like if they do another run of these, I hope everybody goes to them. If people have the opportunity to see any of the comedians, whether it be Jeff, Olivia, Ali, Mark, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Absolutely.
Laughter, like I think Tanya said, is good medicine. And I will stand by that till the end.
Well put. All right, Victor, I didn't call on you because you didn't go to any of the shows, but do you have any final comments?
Well, no. Well, I did go to see Mark, right? With
in Toronto for the JFL. Matt
and, so it's, you know, I get the, and, you know, doing my homework, getting ready for our interviews with Olivia, and I listened to a lot of comedy that they had available online, so. Hey, I'm there. Mm-hmm. I get what you're talking, guys. Yeah, one thing that, you know, Awesome seems not to be kind of have a popular opinion here, but I'll remind you, Al, that you seem to be the poster child or the leader of the Seinfeld hate club. And, you know, he's not necessarily popular for his looks. So it's an art form, right? So
yeah,
some
no,
people
for sure.
like it. And the thing about Mark's show, like he was great. The night that we went, but because the stuff that he says is not funny, it's it's the performance, it's
absolutely.
How he delivers it.
Yeah.
So if one night his timing is a little off or
his mood isn't there,
it can easily not, you know, a joke is funny, right? Mm-hmm. So most comedians know how to tell a joke, but he doesn't tell jokes. He it's like what you said, which he didn't like very much, the whole performance art. It really is that, whether he wants to admit it or not, but that's the thing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of agree that if it doesn't go perfectly for him, I don't think he gives a shit. Mm-hmm. I think he's totally fine with the Awesomes of the world. Mm-hmm. He's totally fine with the San Francisco crowd. I think he feeds off of that, and he enjoys it just as much as those shows that where everyone's kind of laughing along with him. So I think it's all good.
Our Bobby in the live stream is like, what the fucking fuck does Seinfeld have to do with this? I think the point Victor was trying to make is in this group, Austin may be the one with the unpopular opinion, but overall, I've got the unpopular opinion. I don't hate Seinfeld. I just don't.
I'm with you, Al.
I'm just not a.
I know you guys are both too cool for school to like.
No, Seinfeld. I just.
That's fine.
Whatever. Okay.
A huge Seinfeld fan either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's, you know.
Yeah, you just don't like any comedians. That's what we get. But anyway.
Absolutely not true.
Yeah.
But okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you coming on. I love the show. I hope if they do this again, I'm definitely there with VIP passes again, because it was just so much fun. And I'm can't wait to see you, Jeff, in Toronto, in June. We didn't get the tickets for the Mark Forward show yet, but if we do, if there's still some available, we'll join you for that show. But anyway, looking forward to seeing you and Marcus in June. Thank you guys for coming out tonight, Matt.
Yeah, this is always fun. I like rehashing the one thing, and Allie, if you listen to this, I'm still hoping you might come through. I really want to get my hands on one of the lithographs from the second half of the series. So I have the one right there, which for all the podcast listeners, it's behind me. Mm-hmm. That didn't help at all. The second half, the VIP guys, Scott, guys, did you all get one of these? The carved dog and the tree thing. It's fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want one to put next to the guy behind me.
Mm-hmm. Cassie's buying one off Joey.
If anyone's got an extra one, I'm interested.
Oh,
there it is. Oh, Scott's got it right now. It's and he's got it framed and it's beautiful. It's they're really, really, really nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I thought she was coming to your deck this summer. Didn't you arrange that?
There you go. If she's coming with a lithograph, she's more than welcome to my deck.
Yeah. But if she's not, she better not show the fuck up.
Well, she can probably still come, but
that's a beautiful picture for sure.
It's really nice. So these are really little tokens for, I know we didn't talk about the VIP treatment, on both the pre-tour and then the tour, they did these signed lithographs. And I know Mark, we talked about a bit on, actually, I guess it was after his interview.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really, really spectacular. So I'd really like a second one, even though I didn't go to the show. That's all. Just saying. Putting that out to the world.
I just want to say you guys are really making me jealous, and I really wish that we had an opportunity and a chance to go see Letterkenny live, because just listening to you guys talk about this show, I can't imagine. And I remember talking about Letterkenny live and the experience some of you also had with that show. And how amazing, because I remember Mark was a big part of that show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was highlighted in his comedy during that Letterkenny live show. And especially with people, comparing this show with that and asking the questions and the whole garbage can and kicking the can and trash can and stuff. I feel like we really missed out by not seeing that.
Well, we had our tickets.
Hopefully,
it wasn't our fault. It got canceled. Stupid COVID.
Hopefully something like that can happen again. But
COVID,
we love comedy, as Al's referenced. Yeah. Can't wait to see more. So hopefully, it would be great to see Trevor.
K. Trevor Wilson
do one of these and to be in the stand up with everyone.
Promoter for his stand up shows is on Reddit, and they regularly post when they're having shows and they give away tickets.
He's performing all over the place all the time, but he hasn't been in Toronto in a while. So, but next time he is, I wouldn't mind going to check that out.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot of fun. But thank you so much to everyone. It was great seeing everyone's faces and hearing everyone's stories and sharing a laugh. That's for sure.
Just a really quick bit of news. It's not really news because nothing's been announced, but if anyone's been noticing, there's been a lot of social media stuff coming from the social media accounts from the cast of Shoresy. So my prediction is season three, it's imminent. It's got to be coming soon. Like we have no insider information, but just the fact that they're ramping up all their posts on IG and stuff lately, I have a feeling, and I do believe actually TR, who's the king of speaking out of turn, did have a post on IG today about season three coming soon. So I think it's going to happen.
I screenshotted that.
Did you? Yeah. So I think, I bet you it's probably going to be like early to mid May, just in time for the hockey playoffs to heat up. And my hope is that it's leading into something like maybe a Canada Day Letterkenny episode,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and then a music themed spinoff
and a music themed spinoff. Sure. So fingers crossed. Let's
yeah, Letterkenny, not Shoresy.
Rogue DJ.
Well, what do you mean?
Why Letterkenny?
Because there's always been this thing that they never did a Canada Day special, and that's like, that's Jared's birthday.
But it's done.
It's done, but they could have shot it back then.
You think so, eh?
I mean,
we're hoping so.
My only biz, they did a May 2, 4, 1, which feels close in style, but I'm hoping you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the one about the chips. You're fine.
Yeah.
You had chips as well. It's not wrong. Scott, it's a great point.
Anyway. Chips. If there was going to be a surprise Letterkenny episode, that would be the one, I think. So just putting it out there. Don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but the timing could work really well if they released Shoresy within the next, you know, couple of weeks and did that, that'd be fun.
Robbie's.
There needs to be a t-shirt that says God bless TR for his information leaks. Yes. Thanks, Robbie. For sure. All right. I'm going to play us off here tonight with Your Man by Joji.
I love this song.
I know you do. Every time I play it, you say you love it.
That's Your Man, Janet. Okay. Right there.
Have you ever loved? We should go again. Don't be down.
And that's all we have for this episode. Next week, we're going to do a TPS Reacts episode where we react to some behind-the-scenes Letterkenny clips from YouTube. We haven't done those in a while, so that should be fun. And then the week after, we may have a best of coming up, so stay tuned for that. If you'd like to support the podcast, become a patron or tell a friend. Also, follow us on most social media outlets at ProtoSandPod. Thank you for joining us. Now we're going to continue the party with the rest of the D-Gens in the after party. On behalf of the D-Gens, Tanya, Matt, Victor, and myself, thank you for listening. And have a great week. Young man.